Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Well, thank God for today. Bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see the 17th day of the month of May, year 2022. Our beloved, wherever you are, I want you to appreciate the Lord. I want you to give God the glory for his mercies endure forever. Appreciate his loving kindness. Glorify this name. Say, Lord, I thank you for you are good. Lord, I thank you for you are great. Lord, I thank you for you are mighty. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to worship him. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted high. You are the awesome God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. I will bless the name of the Lord for how he has been using this program to bless a lot of people. He has been using this program to empower people's prayers life. He has been using this program to reignite the fire of prayers into people. And I thank the Lord for this. And the myriads of testimony will receive. I want you to know that God is working wonders. God is doing greater work. And God will continue to bless many of you as you also pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands unto the Lord. As you sing any song that you love, appreciate the Lord with that song. Glorify the Lord with that song. Lift him up higher. Lift him up higher. My Lord is good, I will lift him up higher. Anywhere I go, I will lift him up higher. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. I love the man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer very well. Listen to me. You are to pray the prayer. You are not to call the prayer. You are not just to listen to the prayer. You are to pray the prayer. So the way I pray is the way you will pray, so that you can get the import of the high voltage kind of prayer. I want you to open your mouth and say like this. Say, every evil altar erected to oppress me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to oppress me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to oppress me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to oppress me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to oppress me in the night, catch fire in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic traffic in my environment, be roasted by fire in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, coven of witchcraft, in my environment. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Covenant of witchcraft in my environment. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Covenant of witchcraft in my environment. Cast fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, any power divining against my star. In the name of Jesus, any power divining against my star, there, in the name of Jesus, any power divining against my star, ah, in the name of Jesus, any power divining against my star, ah, in the name of Jesus, any power divining against my star, ah, in the name of Jesus, any power divining against my star, ah, in Jesus' name we pray, every enchantment directed against my life, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment directed against my life, lose your power, 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 lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, I fire back every evil arrow fired against me in the name of Jesus. I fire back every evil arrow fired against me in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow fired against me in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow fired against me in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, power base of my stubborn enemy be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Power base of my stubborn enemy be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Power base of my stubborn enemy be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Power base of my stubborn enemy be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Power base of my stubborn enemy be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Power base of my stubborn enemy be destroyed by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every yoke of darkness over my life break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness over my life break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil visitor appearing to me in my dream, ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil visitor appearing to me in my dream, ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil visitor appearing to me in my dream, ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil visitor appearing to me in my dream, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every dead relatives appearing to me in my dream, I separate from my life in the name of Jesus. Every dead relative appearing to me in my dream, I separate from my life in the name of Jesus. Every dead relative appearing to me in my dream, I separate from my life in the name of Jesus. Every dead relative appearing to me in my dream, I separate from my life in the name of Jesus. Every dead relative appearing to me in my dream, I separate from my life in Jesus' name. We pray. Negative transaction against my destiny in the dream world be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction against my destiny in the dream world be destroyed by fire, 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 be destroyed by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Every negative dream I have had, you will not see the light of the day, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every negative dream I have had, you will not see the light of the day, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every negative dream I have had, you will not see the light of the day, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Power pursuing me from the cradle, ah, in the name of Jesus. Power pursuing me from the cradle, ah, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any evil vow against my life, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Any evil vow against my life, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil altars of my father's house speaking problems into my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil altar of my father's house speaking problems to my life, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Evil altars of my mother's house speaking problems to my life, Scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil altars of my mother's house, speaking problems to my life. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil altar of my mother's house, speaking problems to my life. Scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Ah, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. If you have prayed that prayer very well, congratulations. The Lord will do mighty work in our lives in Jesus' name. Today, I'll be talking on something very important. I'll be talking on no more embargo. No more embargo. Can you say to yourself, no more embargo? Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 36 to 37. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou givest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. Very strong verse. Verse 37, and it yielded much increase unto the king whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our body and over our cattle and at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. The children of Israel during the time of Nehemiah, they made some realistic observations concerning their lives and their lands. There are about four observations there. Number one, they realized that there was embargo on their freedom. Every satanic embargo on your destiny shall be broken down in the name of Jesus Christ. They were under the rulership of the king of Persia, and they were paying tribute to him. They realized that there was an embargo on the yield of the land. They have no control over the crops that they have planted. Instead of going there to harvest it, they will harvest it before they arrive there. They realized that there was embargo on their labor. They had no control over when they want to go on vacation or rest from their labor. They have no control over when they want to go on vacation or rest from their labor. This was because of the high productivity demanded by the tax master ruling over them. They also realized that there was an embargo on their animals. They were not sure of complete ownership of their animals. This was because of the tax master. And this was because the tax master were demanding for the bags of their animals. So the children of Israel during the Nehemiah time were in distress because of the embargoes placed upon their lives, embargoes placed upon their labor, embargoes placed upon their livelihood, embargoes placed upon everything. This is what we call multiple embargoes. You can see now, because of that embargo, these people cannot make progress. Meaning, embargo is to restrain something. An embargo is to put a limit on something. An embargo is to hold down something. An embargo is to deny someone of something that belongs to him. An embargo is to make something to stand still. An embargo is to block flow of something good into the life of someone. An embargo is to resist someone from making a move. So embargo can limit somebody's freedom. Embargo can limit somebody's destiny. Embargo can cage somebody's time. Embargo can make someone to experience stagnancy, failure, oppression. Embargo can hold people down. Embargo can put people under a yoke. Embargo is not something good at all. It's like a slavery. It is putting somebody under enslavement. Embargo is a terrible oppression. It must be broken by fire. Embargo can make someone to continue in illness. Embargo is a vagabond anointing that must be destroyed. Embargo must be broken. It must not last. Because embargo can be put on somebody's progress. Embargo can be put on somebody's financial strength. Embargo can be put on somebody's marriage. Embargo can be put on somebody's brain. Embargo can be put on somebody's legs, somebody's hands. Embargo is a yoke to limit somebody's progress. Therefore, Every satanic embargo on your destiny, every satanic embargo on your career, every satanic embargo on the product of your hand, I command that embargo to scatter. Every satanic embargo on your labor, I command the embargo to scatter. Beloved, embargo is a terrible thing. It's one of the instruments of witchcraft power. They put embargo on someone, he will never be able to make progress. He tries as much as possible, he finds himself standing still. In fact, worse still, he can find himself moving backward. People with embargo on their head, witchcraft embargo, they begin to find themselves moving back to square one. They begin to find themselves doing some strength in the dream. They begin to find themselves wearing uniform, wear school uniform they wore many, many years ago. They begin to find themselves still working for someone they have left his place for about 30, 20 years ago. That is an embargo. Today, that embargo must be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Embargo is a terrible thing. Embargo can make somebody to travel abroad for 20, 30 years. It will not make something very remarkable. It will just be there, be wasting away. Everything he can gather is to pay bills. That is an embargo. He tried to work, he couldn't get a good job. Or he find himself in a place, they will tell lie against him, they will push him away. That's an embargo. When there's embargo upon your life, what you need to do is to face it and pray it off. Is to break that yoke. Is to dismantle it with high-voted prayers. Get ready now. The embargo in your life, in my life, shall be broken in Jesus' name. I want you to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Because sin strengthen embargo. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Confess your sin unto the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, say, Father, I surrender my life unto you. Forgive me and come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get your bottle of water if it's by your side. If you don't have bottle of water, get a glass cup of water. Get a bottle of oil, whatever you can get around you. I'm going to pray on them just at the point of contact. Father, I decree by the power and blood of Jesus that the bottle of water or the bottle of oil or the mantle in the hand of your children shall be anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall flow into it. They shall carry the strength of the Holy Ghost. That the fire of God shall envelope it. I decree the blood of Jesus to enter into the oil, the water, and the mantle. As you are holding it, it becomes supernatural oil, supernatural water. The power of God fall upon it. And that very particular mantle, that very particular oil and water, they are no longer ordinary, but they are supernatural and spiritual water. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Drink a little. Thank you, Father. Rub a little on your chest. Put a little on your head. Put it at the center head. As we pray this prayer loud and clear. You have to pray this prayer very well. Talis kupa kata kata kata. Shindalia rabu kandari yamaro bushu tuli borobo sutuka. Say it loud and clear. Say every witchcraft embargo placed upon my life from when I was a child. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo placed upon my life since when I was a child. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo placed upon my life since when I was a child. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo placed upon my life since when I was a child. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, embargo of darkness upon my marital destiny be lifted up by fire in the name of Jesus. Embargo of darkness upon my marital destiny be lifted up by fire. Be lifted up by fire in the name of Jesus. Embargo of darkness upon my marital destiny be lifted up by fire. Be lifted up by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Every hidden covenant responsible for evil embargo of my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant responsible for evil embargo upon my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, embargo upon my destiny, lose your power. In the name of Jesus, embargo upon my destiny, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every embargo placed upon my head I dismantle you by fire in the name of Jesus. Every embargo placed upon my head, I dismantle you by fire. I dismantle you by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want to pray for you now. Your amen must be resounding. Father, in the name of Jesus, I challenge every witchcraft embargo. I command them to be lifted away from your life in the name of Jesus. Every mark of witchcraft shall be wiped off in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power wasting your labor shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Every gang up against your rising up, that gang up shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Power assigned to demote you shall be demoted. Power assigned to waste you shall be wasted. Power assigned to pull you down shall be pulled down. Power assigned to destroy you shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, makelo kopra kata luskopia kata elialaka kagra kotolifompiaka resekete kendeli arabarabaraba. Thank you, Father. I decree progress upon your destiny. I command you to move forward by fire. Every yoke of darkness over your life shall shatter to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Beloved, the embargo upon your business has been broken. The embargo upon your marital settlement has been broken. The embargo upon your conception has been broken. Now I decree into your life, go and conceive. Go and experience financial wealth. Go and make progress. Go right now and experience marital settlement. Go now and enter into the pool of favor. Go now and begin to multiply and begin to replenish and begin to be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you have been rejected before, you shall be accepted. Wherever they have abandoned you before, they shall be looking for you. Where you have submitted your CV, they have not called, they shall call you. The exam you have sat for and you couldn't pass, when you sit for it, now you will pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who sat upon your glory shall be seated. The project in your hand, the Lord will help you to complete it. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, God has done a lot, and I can see it. You can share your testimony with us and direct it to this number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Aha. Beautiful. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Our international headquarters is at number 13 Olasinbo Street, Unike Sabo Yaba, just behind the second gate of Unilag. Oh, just 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you so much. As you pay us a visit, God bless you and God continue to work upon your life. Do you need prayer? You need deliverance? You need counseling? You can pay us a visit and the Almighty God will speak to your case. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Enjoy yourself and begin to look unto the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Always get prepared. The Bible says, watch and pray. God bless you in Jesus' name.